For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Next week, we hope to get down to regular business on the Drug Truth Network, but one last time, let's tune in to the Cultural Baggage program from last year. This time, we hear from yours truly. On September 16th, I took a rare opportunity to share with my listeners a more in-depth, more comprehensive look at my stance taken in the drug war. This is part of a speech I gave to the American Constitution Society, and I'm talking about who benefits from the drug war.
Cops, doctors, scientists, and experts. Those in ancillary positions of authority, the working man of the drug war. They make sure their mortgage payments are met and their retirement assured by joining in the feast of the drug war. Their meat is spewing tales of dread and woe, knowing full well their lives will pay the bills, and the agony that spirals forth from their intervention will be disguised to support their contentions regarding the harms of drugs. There is not one drug warrior in government, corporate, planning, out walking the beat, or testifying in court who deserves a moment's grace. They are all aware, full knowing, and guilty as hell. It is our duty to drive these gross and evil sinners down to the river of reform for baptism. It is our job to sing hallelujah to the end of drug war, to preach, reach, teach, and if necessary, to impeach these sons of Satan. For too long, their attitude, the drug warriors, with their out-of-control policy in and of itself, have barred the discussion which will force us to repeal these unconstitutional laws. Drugs enslave people has been the mantra over the decades of drug war. Never mind that our policy has destroyed the lives of tens of millions of individuals and their family structures. Pay no attention to the news that tobacco kills more than 400,000 U.S. citizens each year, that alcohol kills more than 100,000 annually, and that doctors and pharmacists screw up to the tune of 120,000 needless deaths each year in writing and filling prescriptions. Black market drugs made by untrained chemists, distributed by armed gangsters, and diluted with everything from laxatives to Drano kill less than 3,000 users per year. After 8,000 years of recorded history, the death toll from cannabis remains at zero. Despite our best efforts, aspirin and Tylenol still kill more people each year than all the products made by unprofessional black market chemists. And most of the deaths attributed to drug war result from the violence of prohibition, not the use of the drugs themselves.
Again, I state it is my hope that through the information I provide, you will grow more courageous and help to end this drug war. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.